This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the Zabecast, from the mean streets of McLean, Virginia, to the Harvard of the West, UC Santa Barbara. You got 30 minutes for some honest conversation about sports, life, and more? Well, good. Buckle up and let's go. Wednesday, April 16, 2025. Thank you for downloading. Just you and I today, and that's fine because I have a lot of stuff I want to go through. Let's start with the New York Football Giants. Turns out that with the draft less than a week and a half away, they have decided to make a pilgrimage to go see quarterback Shedeur Sanders and have him conduct a private workout for the Giants. They are apparently going to do this as well for Jalen Milroe, and I believe a third quarterback as well, even though who knows where those players will fall. It is expected that at number 3, they'll have a shot at everybody but Cam Ward, according to most mock drafts. Here is why, and I'll say it again for the millionth time, and you can scoff at me if you like, but many people have come around to say, you know what? I see your point, Zabe. You're absolutely right. The NFL draft process now, as it currently exists, provides not just no nutritional value of evaluating players to most teams. It is often the culprit in providing negative informational value to teams about a player. And the reason is simply this. Teams want to fall in love with a player. They'll look for excuses to fall in love with a player. And teams feel pressure from the media, from fans, and especially from billionaire owners who want to say, hey, you sure? You know, our quarterbacks have sucked lately. This guy's a quarterback. His dad played in the league, was pretty darn good. He's in the Hall of Fame. Actually has one of those maroon jackets, meaning he's one of the best Hall of Famers of all time. Are we sure? We don't want him at 3. That's probably, in fact, no, let's not kid ourselves. This has to be John Mara saying, we need to go look at Shedeur Sanders so we can at least say we did our due diligence. But what will this private workout tell them? Absolutely nothing about him as a player. You're not going to learn anything by watching him throw in shorts and even a helmet on to a wide receiver, 1 or 2, open field. It's not informationally valuable. Ooh, look at his arm. We were pleased with his footwork. There's tape on all this. There are games and games and games to look at. And if you say, well, we want to know what kind of a person he is. Oh, there's plenty of intel on that as well. And there's people you can ask. People you can talk to quietly off the record. What's he like? How does he prepare? How does he train? How does he treat people? How is he with the coaching staff? Is he coachable? Is he not coachable? How much is he into the image side of things like his dad was? And on and on and on. You'll get a truer assessment of how somebody is from someone that has known him or been around the player for a bit of time than just at a dinner or at a workout. It's pretty comical. Now, I understand why exactly the Giants are doing it, because if they do decide to pass on Shedeur Sanders and he turns out to be good or great, they're going to look like fools. And at least they want to be able to say, well, we did our due diligence And we went to go see him in a private workout because many in my business, the media and the chattering class, still think that these kind of things are worthwhile. And many listeners would call me and say, I do think, you know, an interview is important. I think it's important. You're going, taking them to dinner. You learn a lot about a guy. Don't learn shit. They have been coached and they know how to play it at a dinner. You're only going to get them at their best. Think of a first date. Hell, on one of my first dates with my now wife, I actually ate half of a salad and it nearly killed me. Why? I was trying to make a good impression. I was worried about coming off looking like a complete freak that doesn't eat vegetables. I realized quickly that that was going to be unsustainable. So on the second date, or a third date, whichever one it was, I was like, yeah, I don't really eat salads much. Oh, you want to have a salad? You had half of one the other night. So you're only going to get funhouse mirrors and nonsense. You're not going to get any better information. Now, my view from the couch, and it's just a couch view, it's not a professional opinion, although let's be honest, the pros themselves make huge mistakes on quarterbacks with way more information than you or I have that they should never make. I mean, Johnny Manziel, entitled shortcut taking, girlfriend beating, cocaine user, should have never been a first-round pick. A million red flags. Browns took him anyway. And if it wasn't going to be the Browns, it was going to be the Cowboys after that. Jerry wanted him so bad. Because remember, just because people are billionaires doesn't make them smart. Hold that thought for when we get to the Phoenix Suns and this guy, Matt Ishbia. But yes, they're going to look at Shedeur Sanders. Now look, there is a fair argument to be made. And by the way, the reports on Shedeur that I've seen so far from the quarterback whisperers and the draft scout types are that, maybe he's a first rounder, I guess. They're not blown away. They don't think he has supreme athleticism. It's kind of crazy to say that they don't think he's that athletic by NFL standards. His dad was Dion. They think that he has no one dominant trait, one elite trait. That's one thing they look at, an elite trait in a quarterback. What one thing can he do that's really, really good, upper echelon, and then we'll work on the rest. And obviously did not win very much. Of course, the first year they were terrible because the offensive line was Swiss cheese. More on that in a second as well. But that's the book on Shedeur Sanders. The contrary way about doing this would be for the Giants to simply say, look, we don't need to visit Shedeur. We've seen his tape. We know his dad. We've made our evaluation. We might take him. We might not. We'll see. But you know what? We need a quarterback, and we're picking high in the draft. And there's likely only one other quarterback taken before us. So if we've got a chance at the second-best quarterback in this draft with our pick, naturally, without having to trade it, then yes, we're taking a quarterback. We're not going to say who, but we're going to take a quarterback because we need one. Might work out, might not. Might take a year to get up to speed. Maybe he's a hit right away. Might be a bust. If it's a bust, that's the way life goes. Then we're, guess what? We're back in the same spot next year. But we are going to brute force attack the problem of quarterback by just taking the best quarterback there in the highest pick that we have. I think that way, which would never be done because there is such an obsession with value. Oh, you could have traded down and got him later on. Okay, well, maybe, I guess. And if you can do that, then by all means do it. But just keep throwing quarterbacks at the problem until one sticks. They're only draft picks. While you don't want to waste your draft picks, I don't think taking a chance on a quarterback who's pretty highly rated is the worst thing in the world. So what if you're wrong? You're wrong. You're taking another quarterback next year. Oh, but then he's going to be mad because he thought he was going to be mad. Let him be mad if he's not the man anymore next year. I would love to have a team that has three quarterbacks completely pissed off that all three of them are there, if not one of them has emerged as the starter. And I would happily tell each of them, shut up. You're a pro. We're an NFL team and you have no choice. Deal with it. Beat those other two guys out or shut them up. We shall see. Speaking of Shador, his number two has been retired at Colorado along with Travis Hunter's number 12. This has caused quite a bit of internet eye rolling and you've got to be kidding me ism out there because, look, Shador didn't do that much at Colorado in 2 years. And by not much, I think he was barely over 500 for 2 years and finished eighth in the Heisman Trophy voting. It's Deion's kid. Deion saved the program. And Deion is still there after 2 years, which is something I didn't expect. Of course they're going to retire Shador's number. I would argue that Travis Hunter would have a better rationale to have his number 12 retired as an incredible two-way player who says he wants to play two ways in the pros and that he'd, quote, quit football if the team that drafts him only lets him play one side of the ball. I don't know about that. But the whole thing about how you honor players, that's up to each school. And each school is different in terms of their tradition and history. Colorado football, aside from the 91 championship team, which I don't think Eric Bieniemy has his jersey retired. I don't think Michael Westbrook. I don't think Alfred Williams. I don't think Canavius McGee. I'm just reading some names off of NFL players on that team. I don't think any of them have their numbers retired either. But then again, some schools like Baylor erected a statue for RG3. A statue. So, yeah, it's different for every school. And I think while you can make a good argument for Travis Hunter, you were never going to leave Deion's kid off of there because, well, then he would get all but hurt. And we're living in an interesting time in which these things happen. Speaking of, I guess, saving a program and what Deion's doing. The proof will be in the pudding this year now that both Shador and Travis Hunter are gone. How good is Colorado going to be? How sustainable is Deion's, I'm bringing the Louis, as in the Louis Vuitton with me. The high-priced baggage, the portal baggage, let's go. Bring it in and let's win some games. We'll see how it works in year three. But he certainly revived Colorado football from a dormant state for 2 years. Can Bill Belichick do the same thing? Maybe. But either way, the assets are going to be fantastic coming out of Carolina. So at their spring football game or spring practice that was open to the public, who was there running around like the boss biatch that she is? Jordan Hudson, Belichick's trophy 24-year-old girlfriend, who has been anointed head of the team's social media department. And I'm not saying that social media is not important in college. It is now, actually. And it's good to have a strong social media department that can churn out the content, get the clicks and the likes and the hits, because that's where your future players come from, liking that stuff, like, ooh, look what's going on there. But the video of her at practice clomping around in these sky-high, shiny white patent leather high heel boots with a long Carolina blue patterned sort of overcoat, overdress, I don't even know what they call it, and just earpiece in, walkie-talkie, pointing to men to go here, do this, coaches, players. Yeah. It's like, okay, she's fully in. Somebody said, hey, you know what? Relax. It's not the worst thing in the world for a younger woman to, quote, reinvigorate a middle-aged man. And I first thought, middle-aged, huh? This is Andrea Catherine on Twitter. She's a former Mizzou cheerleader, 20,000 followers on Twitter, for what it's worth. I don't know who she is. She tweeted, y'all want to attack Belichick's girlfriend, but she's rejuvenated him. Never underestimate the ability of a younger woman to rejuvenate a middle-aged man. Oh, yeah, sure. There's rejuvenation going on, all right. Somebody else said, I think more succinctly, give her credit. she's the most committed gold digger I think I've ever seen. We shall see whether or not North Carolina is both good and has the best social media with Ms. Hudson out there bossing people around. Speaking of the draft, it looks like Aaron Rodgers will not be signed to a team by the time the draft comes. He's still out there waiting, I suppose. And the latest report from Albert Breer is that the Vikings have already made their final decision of, yeah, we're good. According to Breer, Rodgers had reached out to the Vikings to make a one-year deal kind of offer. Say, let me help you take a run at the Super Bowl with Justin Jefferson, Aaron Jones, that Brian Flores defense, and I can mentor J.J. McCarthy. But in the end, the Vikings said, yeah, we're going to go with the kid. Look, I know it's fashionable to bash Rodgers, and there's no guarantee he would be even a half-decent mentor. And it's not sure how good he would be in Minnesota, although my gut feeling says he could be pretty good for 1 year. It wouldn't be the worst idea to hedge your bets, but they're pretty confident that they know what they got in J.J. McCarthy. The problem is people get hurt in the NFL all the time, and they don't really have a good plan B behind them. Well, that is at least if you don't consider Brett Rippon to be a good plan B at quarterback. Nico Iamaliva has really, really fucked up. Him and his advisors and agents. He has been shopping himself around to lesser schools in the wake of this Tennessee decision to cut ties and move on. The rumors were out there, Tulane, UCLA, North Carolina, and Tulane was interested, according to a report as of late, but it was for $1 million only, and they wanted him to sign right away, and there was too much back and forth between him and the school, and so Tulane even said, yeah, nah, I think we're good. Syracuse, Texas Tech, also in the mix. What a colossal misjudgment. He was making 2.4 at Tennessee, SEC school that made the playoffs last year. As Clay Travis said, maybe he should just pull a Costanza, show back up at Tennessee and pretend he never left. He is going to end up with a lot less money on a far worse team and a stigma that is going to be very hard to shake. How's the beach, Mike? In the NBA, fun fact, every coach named Mike has been fired this cycle. Mike Brown got whacked earlier with the Kings. You had, of course, Michael Malone with the Nuggets gone before the season was over. And now, Mike Budenholzer. Mike Budenholzer. There, I said that right. Gone with the Suns. John Gambadaro, who is one of the top sports talk radio guys in Phoenix, been there 29 years, pretty well connected, said the Suns fired Budenholzer for several reasons. Team did not compete. There was no energy. Team didn't like each other. His relationship with players was not good. They were awful defensively, just an overall awful performance. It was considered a bad fit. Well, didn't they interview him? Didn't they have dinner with Coach Bud to see? There had to be a reason they hired him in the first place. Of course, this is now going to be the third coach on the payroll. Or actually, he is the third. The new coach, whoever that is, will be the fourth on the payroll under Matt Ishbia, the mortgage billionaire who once played basketball on the end of the bench for Tom Izzo. So my colleague and friend, radio partner, Brian Butch said almost innocently to me before the show started on Tuesday morning, he's like, I got a question, Zabe. Should we have billionaires being sports owners? And I was like, what do you mean? Should we have billionaires as sports owners? That's who owns the teams. Have you priced a professional franchise lately? And he kind of said, I know. I'm just saying that, you know, these guys, they got no patience. They don't care about the money. They're just, and it's true. if you're Ishbia, he doesn't care he's going to be paying four coaches. He's got to get this right. All of these are like write-offs, like bad loans issued to sub-credit borrowers, subprime borrowers. Write it off. Now, the other thing that apparently got Coach Bud in trouble was that he told Bradley Beal, who is currently their grand piano, locked in a fifth-floor Manhattan walk-up apartment with no elevator. They would love to move him, but good luck doing it. It's going to be quite a chore. He apparently told Bradley Beal, hey, you should play more like Drew Holiday, who was a key third wheel with Bud in Milwaukee when they won a championship. Well, Bradley Beal didn't like that, even though, let's be honest, behind Booker and Durant, he was that third wheel. According to sources, Beal told Budenholzer, the drive to basketball championships, the grind of raising the cup in hockey. From the court to the ice, today's elite athletes know success depends on having the right team behind them. Same goes for protecting your family's financial future. SelectQuote's licensed agents are your all-star team for finding customized, affordable life insurance that scores big on coverage and savings. SelectQuote has nearly 40 years of experience helping 2 million customers find over $700 billion in coverage. Other brokers offer one-size-fits-all policies that might cost more and cover less. SelectQuote's agents work for you to tailor the right policy in just 15 minutes. Worried about health conditions? SelectQuote partners with carriers covering high blood pressure, diabetes, and even heart disease. No major health issues, get same-day coverage with no medical exam. Get the right life insurance for you for less at SelectQuote.com/Zabe. That's SelectQuote.com/Zabe today to get started. SelectQuote.com/Charlie Zulu Alpha Bravo Echo. SelectQuote, they shop. You save.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Or don't ever tell me to play like somebody else. That's insulting. Beal's making $50 million. Nobody wants him. He's also got one of the rare no-trade clauses in the NBA, which Ted Leonsis gave to him. Didn't we actually mention Ted yesterday on the podcast? Why are the Wizards so bad? Why are they seemingly never going to be good? Who owns the Wizards now? Ted Leonsis. Interesting. Also on the NBA front and on the Suns front, they're going to give Booker an extension. Devin Booker is going to get a 2-year, $150 million extension. I kid you not. $75 million a year for Devin Booker, who is a fine, fine NBA player. Deadly sharpshooter, quick with a release, gets his shot off, a scorer extraordinaire. But let's be honest, other than you and I and maybe other hardcore NBA guys, would Devin Booker be recognized just walking on the street of any town USA? Probably not. It is good to be an NBA player now. You do not have to be a superstar that is well-known or well-loved or has won championships to make an absurd amount of money. NBA ratings for the season are out. They weren't as bad as some people were predicting. Depending on how you slice it, the ABC ratings were up, I saw, by a nice little 30% chunk from last year. But the overall ratings, when you combine all the networks, all the outlets, the NBA ratings were down 2%. What are you going to do? people that want to make a big proxy statement about NBA or about sports TV ratings versus the health or vibrancy of a league are just midwits. There is obviously some correlation, but it's not going to factor into the success or demise of a league. Get woke, go broke. The NBA is not going broke, even though they have embraced way too much of that stuff. Budenholzer, by the way, can sit on the beach for 4 years and get all $40 million left on his deal. Or if he wants to coach again, there's some offset on that. You would think a guy would just say, yeah, well, fine. Didn't do anything for 4 years. But these coaches are lifers. They want a coach. He'll probably be back on somebody's bench, assistant coach, something like that. Remember the golden ticket for Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory? There is apparently a golden lifetime pass card that is given out to major league ball players who have played 8 years of service time, as well as front office staff in Major League Baseball with 25 years of service time. How do I know about this? Because Joe Pompliano of the Joe Pump Show and does a sports and business investing newsletter, he tweeted that Jason Grilley, former Major League pitcher, used his MLB lifetime pass to take his son to go see Paul Skeens of the Pirates pitch. And yeah, you just go to the ticket counter and they will give you the best seats available that day to get into the ballpark. He took a picture of the lifetime pass, which does look like this sick gold Amex card with lifetime pass and the Major League logo on it and the hologram with your name underneath it. Wow. Wonder what would happen if you loan that out to a friend. Hey, I want to go to the ball game. Can I borrow your lifetime pass? No, man, if they see it's not me, I'm going to get in trouble. Ah, they won't know. It's you. You're Jason Grilley. I mean, who remembers you? I mean, no offense, but pretty darn cool. Elephants are an amazing species, are they not? There was an earthquake, not a huge one, out in California near San Diego, about a 5.5 on the Richter scale. And the elephants at the San Diego Zoo felt the earthquake and immediately went into a elephant circle around their baby elephant Babu. There's security footage of the elephants when the earthquake hits. And it's amazing because they're all just kind of milling around, and then the next thing you know, earthquake, and the elephants are, elephant team assemble! And they come together, and they form a circle, tusks facing outward, protecting their baby elephant. This is a instinct that has been honed over the years. They don't know what's going on. They just feel rumbling. Could be a herd of something coming at them. Could be predators. Could, who knows what it is, but the elephant's smart enough to know something ain't right, and our first and foremost thing we've got to do is protect our baby Babu. Elephants, man. Amazing. China is punching back against tariffs in an unusual way. They are allowing TikTokers to post videos showing how most high-end European luxury goods, mostly handbags and the like, are essentially made in China. All but just the logo and the finishing of the handbags. Here's one of the videos of a guy explaining where all this stuff comes from.
From our factory, only costs you $1,000.
Have y'all seen that TikTok by the Chinese guy exposing how luxury goods are actually made? Basically, he says most of the luxury brands we use every day are actually made in China, then shipped to Europe just to get rebranded and sold back to us at insane prices. Like a wedding ring that would cost $2 in China somehow turns into a $2,000 ring. China is the world's biggest manufacturing hub. 80% of your Gucci, made in China. 60% of your Prada, also made in China. even Chanel, Fendi, Louis Vuitton, Adidas, Nike, you name it. The only real difference? China ships the products to Europe, slaps on a Made in France or Made in Italy label, and boom. Luxury? It's ridiculous. While people are out here clowning Shein and Temu for being cheap and low quality, the expensive stuff you think is handcrafted in Paris or Milan? Yeah, that's made in China too. So what are you really worried about? Come on, your MAGA hat? That's made in China too.
So I'm watching this guy's video on handbags. And the components are pretty expensive. The leather is the best leather. The thread itself is like $25 a spool of thread. And he was explaining how it's, you know, the finest in the world. And the hardware for the bags is at cost over $100 per clasp or something ridiculous like that. He gets done explaining how much the bag really costs to make in China, including the very expensive finishing edge ointment or leather they put on it, or not the leather, they put the oil, like a finishing oil on the edges of the leather. It was like $1,000 in parts, pretty much. Now, to me, as a man, $1,000 for a purse, get out of here. Come on. But what shocked me was he said, well, this $1,000 purse, when it gets put, when the logo, when the Gucci logo gets put on it, or I forget, I think it was a Birkin handbag. Birkin was the most expensive. You know the price on a Birkin handbag, apparently, in Europe, which was probably made in China for the most part and slapped a logo on it at the end? $38,000. Oh, my God. I mean, maybe Devin Booker can afford to buy one of these for each of his girlfriends and baby mamas, but, I mean, $38,000 for a handbag, and yet, they sell them at that price. So now China is putting these TikToks out saying, hey, are you tired of paying for those, you know, that the expensive luxury markup? Just buy directly from us. To which some people say, I'm not so sure this is the best play. Here's one comment to the video saying it's funny that the Chinese think this is a good move. It's revealing their intent. Instead, they've got zero problem taking your intellectual property, making a cheap copy, and then destroying your business the second it becomes convenient for them to do so. Foolish for any company to do business with such people. Well, sure. But here's the thing. They can't do it at any kind of cost or any kind of scale outside of China. China does have incredible craftsmanship and tooling and employees that put this shit together, and they do it at scale very cheap. There's no way that Italy could take on board the full-on production, including supply chain stuff, that China does right now. So it's easy to talk a big game. Here's the bottom line. I don't think anyone that's currently buying a stupid handbag for $5,000, $10,000, $20,000, $38,000, unbelievable. My mind is just blown. I don't think they're going to care. I don't think they're going to blink. I don't think they're going to go, oh, wait, I can get the same bag for only $1,000 by going to this website and it's from China. It will not have the logo on it, but I mean, everyone will know. I could probably buy an aftermarket logo and glue it on myself. No, they want to spend the money because the expensiveness of it is a feature. It's not a bug. Then there is the sort of outer space flight of the all-female Blue Origin space ride that continues to generate such great hashtag content for all of us in the content business. Of course, some women, including Hollywood women, are firing at Gail King and Katy Perry and others, including the the lovely, but man, she's really skinny now, Emily Ratajkowski.
Space mission this morning. That's end time shit. Like, this is beyond parody. Saying that you care about Mother Earth and it's about Mother Earth and you're going up in a spaceship that is built and paid for by a company that's single-handedly destroying the planet. Look at the state of the world and think about how many resources went into putting these women into space. For what? For what? What was the marketing there? And then to try to make it like, I'm disgusted. Literally, I'm disgusted.
I'm disgusted. Okay. Of course, Gail King says it's sexist to call it just a space ride. Here she was on CBS Good Morning.
What do you think when people say, oh, it's frivolous? Number one, they call it a ride, which I find very irritating because they never say men went for a ride. What do you say to people who think that this was frivolous or just a ride? You know, I think the message that it sends is very, very powerful. And the people that say that, by the way, weren't there.
What do you you weren't there. It was more than just a ride. You weren't there. Some of the responses to that video are amazing. Gail, it's not sexist. It's just facts. You didn't build the rocket. You didn't fly the rocket. Didn't discover a planet. You sat in a billionaire's toy and floated. That's a space ride. It's not a mission. Stop begging for extra credit. Somebody else said they're not flying the thing. It's no different than when the U.S. put a chimp in space. Today, Blue Origin took one giant step for mankind. They got six women ready to leave on time. Holy shit. I'm dead. I am dead. Did somebody say mankind, though? Oh, wait a minute. You can't say mankind. Here was another interview on CBS.
Explain to our audience why even a trip like this one, all the trips that we take into space benefit mankind.
So it benefits humankind, and I'm going to keep correcting the man-made and the man missions, because this is exactly what this mission is about, is expanding the perspective of who does space.
You know, there have been real female astronauts through the years. You do know that, right? Just because they weren't on an all-Yenta mission doesn't mean they weren't capable and put in the work themselves. They just need to wrap this up. Stop talking. Stop digging, ladies, while you're deep in the hole. Somebody else pointed out, I've seen more coverage, far more coverage of the Barbie astronauts going to space for 11 minutes like it's Disney than I saw anything about Elon Musk rescuing actual astronauts who were in danger and have been stranded in space for over half a year. Well, no shit. And then there's this. If going to space for 3 minutes makes you an astronaut, then I'm a gynecologist. Like I said, the content's writing itself at this point. Just stop already. Finally, it's tax day. Did you get them in? Did you beat the deadline? Did you harass your tax preparer up to the last minute like I did? Thank God I'm in good, capable hands in that front. I've got a tax preparing company that does a great job for me and my somewhat interesting return. Certainly not as interesting as a professional athlete's return. Have you seen the tax breakdowns of what athletes have to do for filing their taxes in all the states that they play in, because they're making massive amounts of money per game? And when they make those, when they make that money playing a game in this city, that state, oh, and there's all different rules. You need a good accountant for sure. But this is my favorite kind of running meme now. This is not original, but it's been out there. IRS, you owe us taxes. Citizen, okay, how much? IRS, well, you get to figure that out. Citizen, well, can I just pay whatever I want or what I think is fair? IRS, no, we know exactly how much you owe, but you have to figure it out. Me, well, what if I'm wrong? IRS, jail. You have to really aggressively break laws to go to jail for your taxes, but people do. And some people like to claim sovereign citizen status, and it's a big industry. Like, you don't have to pay taxes. It's a scam. Here's the loophole. Here's the legal footing on this. Okay, ask Wesley Snipes how that worked out. He was a famous guy that decided, yeah, I'm just not going to pay my taxes. And no, technically, the IRS doesn't know how much you owe, because there's all kinds of deductions, and the tax code is so complicated because it is really just one big party favor bus to constituencies that were able to get enough money in some politician's pocket to change the laws to make this deductible, that deductible, this deductible, that deductible. And then when it comes to deducting things, it's a lot of ball strike calls on the outside black. Well, Is that Sony A7S3 deductible for your podcast business? How much did you use it for your podcast? Did you use it for any of your personal vacation photos? If so, then it may not be eligible for deduction. What percentage? Maybe you can write off a percentage of it. On what income is that being written off of? Is that on your regular W-2 income, or is that on your 1099 for your Schedule C for your podcast? Well, that's a discussion. And that's a discussion I hope I don't have to have. But if we have to have it, then we'll have it. Happy tax day, people. Remember, this is an expensive country, and we waste a lot of money on a lot of bullshit. So pay up. Pay up now to the fullest extent of what you owe, according to your conscience. Don't hide anything. You'll find it. Thank you for listening. Hope you have a great Wednesday. Hope there's a big relief off your chest if you filed and you're like, okay, good. I actually got a decent return coming back to me. I can't wait to spend it. If so, go careful. Thanks for listening. Tell a friend, rate and review, and we will see you next time. He makes his living off of the people's taxes.
Buy the soup. With all economic factors indicating the U.S. is heading for a prolonged recession, some experts are suggesting that the government should stop dumping all of our money into an enormous hole. Is it time to close the national money hole?
That kind of talk is alarmist and irresponsible.
America needs the money hole.
Right. Driving truckloads of money out into the New Mexico desert and dumping it into a massive pit is one of America's greatest traditions.
It's a national treasure.
Look, no reasonable person is advocating that we are going to stop destroying money. But the American people earn that money. They have the right to decide how it should be destroyed.
Well, so you are in favor of personal money holes.
Yes, people should be able to dump money into a hole in their backyard or flush it down the toilet. Let the free market decide the most efficient way of destroying money.
My father worked two jobs so he'd have money to put in the money hole, and he never complained.
Now, you can't depend on private money holes to destroy that money.
Duncan's right. I mean, some of this money could blow away.
Yes.
Some of it may not be correctly buried.
Burned,
I mean, there's too many variables.
That's why the government pours gasoline into the money hole and lights it on fire to make sure all the money is destroyed.
I love the money fire.
It's just like they say, you have to throw money in a hole and set it on fire to make money.
Okay, but find the cheapest way to destroy that money, like shredding it up and feeding it to hogs.
Tell that to the digger who's worked the graveyard shift for 20 years. Digging the hole is all he knows.
The sheer number of shovelers that it takes to maintain that hole.
But if we're talking about closing holes, I mean, what about the soldier hole? How about the energy hole? I mean, I can't believe that closing the money hole is even on the table.
Don't close
the money hole. Why are you pushing this pro-hole agenda? Is the money hole lobby be paying you?
I resent that accusation. I do not take money from special interests. And if I did, I would throw it right in the hole because I am a patriot.
If you love America, you throw money in its hole.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.